This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score. Oh, wow.
I was trying to give you the night-night so you can recover from your vaccines that you've been dealing with today.
Yeah, I don't know. I got some symptoms.
Are we just calling it, boys, for tomorrow?
We'll see if we just calling polio it tomorrow.
Are we just calling it? Like, should we text Layla and be like, hey, are you available tomorrow?
I'm feeling very shingly. I mean, you get the shingles vaccine, and it gives you like a mild version of shingles for a day.
Listen, little question for you, buddy. I called 6 minutes ago, and no one answered, so I was wondering if you could explain. Oh, I see. So sounds like you're too sick to come into work, but you're well enough to go to the pharmacy.
What are those symptoms?
I did
break them down for us.
Well, let me tell you this.
Yeah,
I didn't know this was a thing.
Shingles? Like, we did.
No, that you get symptoms from the vaccine. The doctor didn't tell me that this morning. And then I'm talking.
Is this your first vaccine in your life?
Mr. Pfizer, we kind of shut him down a little.
I got a little bit of a headache. I got a little bit of a body ache. I'm tired. I'm yawning even after two coffees. I got some nausea going on.
I think that's Wait just a minute. Being 51.
Wait a minute. I think I can diagnose this.
Oh,
this
is COVID-19.
Get your COVID shot.
You've got bear's fever.
If you need it tomorrow, we got you.
That's some of the best acting work we ever do in our entire lives. Because when I call in sick, I don't just call in sick on the call in sick day. I start acting sick around the office 2 days prior to the call in sick day.
I used to work front desk at a hotel, and this happened one time. And the guy, he's like, we're going to be alone on Sunday. And I was going to call in sick Sunday. It's just going to be me and you on Sunday. I already took a look at the schedule. We're going to be getting slammed, so make sure you're ready. And in my head, I go to him, yeah, no, absolutely, man, I'll be ready. But in my head, I'm like, yeah, better be double ready. You have no idea how slammed you're going to be on Sunday.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Luckily, we got ahead of all of this because we could kind of see the road that it was going down, and I got the thumbs up from Shane that Layla was going to be available in case Spiegs was not. There she is. That is Layla Rahimi, and that's Layla Rahimi's music.
By God! Can we still say Girl Friday? I used to say Girl Friday all the time, but it's kind of a condescending term, but I always took it as like a compliment because it means you can do a little bit of everything.
Yes, in this case, and I'll give a modern version for people, especially since this show is back like in rotation and people have caught on. You are the Score's version of Donna.
Oh, that's really nice of you.
On Suits.
I did construct my entire wardrobe around Suits for a couple of years. And a guy I dated caught on to Suits like years later. And he was like, I'm not going to lie, a lot of the dresses reminded me of you. And I was like, why couldn't you give me that compliment when we were dating? So it was like the nicest thing it's not one of the nicest things he said, but it was very thoughtful.
It was very thoughtful.
Yeah.
But yes, you are the Score's Donna. But I would also say, knowing you the way that I know you, You're Kim Wexler from Better Call Saul.
Oh, see, and I haven't watched that show because I didn't watch Breaking Bad. And I'm sorry that I'm so behind on all the shows, but like I just was working at night all the time and it was hard, you know, it was hard to keep up.
That character is got a lot of Layla going on with it.
But the point is, if you guys need me, I'm here to help. I've made a good living backing up a lot of people in my life, especially in this here city. So
and
I'm
we
happy
are,
to do it.
We are very grateful that you are available for us. Here's what we have planned for you today. We are going to talk with Big Ann Heron. That's at 325. There is an event going on at White Sox that I've got to update Layla on. We will talk about that at 340.
You're coming for me?
No, I just think this fits. This is right.
That was a quote from a song.
Never mind. Adam Hoagie? I don't know how to pronounce the name. He's going to join us at 4 o'clock.
Hodge.
Matt Canada is going to join us. I like to call him Matt 51st State.
The Matt Canada Show.
And that Dave, deserved a rim
it
shot.
It really didn't.
That's okay.
Dave Wanstead is going to join us at 5 o'clock. All right. We've had a lot of poops and giggles with Marshall and Dan. I know, Layla, there was something specifically that you wanted to get into as it pertains to the Bears. So I cede the floor to you.
Well, how much time do we have here? Because I know afternoon show is on a different clock.
We could honestly, we could take a break. And then that's actually a pretty good tease by you, professional. Layla wants to talk about what's been happening over the last couple of days and how it's connected to things that did or did not happen with the Bears over the last couple of years.
I don't hate it, but I don't love it, but I appreciate it.
We'll explain what we mean next on the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Score.
You gotta protect the franchise. Not Patrick Mahomes, Caleb Williams. All of a sudden, right tackle, right guard, left guard are very good football players. And you have the ammunition in the draft to upgrade one more spot on your offensive line at least. The Bears are cooking, baby. The Bears are back. Put a pizza in the oven.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
No surprise that FS1's Danny Parkins is very excited about where the Bears are at. I think that the Bears have had an excellent week so far, and from what I'm told, they're not done yet. with stuff that they want to do. But that doesn't change how we got here. And that's what Layla wants to get in and talk about here. How did we get here?
Well, I've said this a few times now, whether it's here, it was on Fox 32 with Lou on Sunday with Jason Leisure, our friend, or any various place where you can find me ranting about the Bears, is that they put themselves in the position for need on the line. I know that there are two schools of drafting. We will talk about them forever. Every team discusses it.
Draft for position or draft for need.
Doesn't matter what your draft pick is. Doesn't matter who your team is. And there's a lot of people saying the Bears are not in a position to draft for need, that they need to draft for best player available. But what concerns me is I think they've done that the past few years, and I wasn't confident in their opinions of the best players available. And then it's turned into they put themselves in a position to have need. What's interesting is this approach is a bit conflicting with what Ryan Poles said at the Combine. When he talked about free agency versus draft, I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, Tanny, but I think we have the bite in the system where Poles is talking about how he wants to build a free agency in the draft. Do we have it just for reference? If not, it's okay. But I was just thinking about it and figured I would ask and mention. Because why would I do that in the pre-show meeting, right, when you're supposed to prepare? Why would I do that?
Now, Tanny's been slow lately. Like, he's blaming it on the computers, and he's, like, so wrapped up in this 108 contest, and we're like,
oh, yeah.
Dude, just focus on the show.
If you'd like to vote for Chris Tannehill in the 108 contest, he's up against our friend Eddie in the 108 tournament contest, so that's kind of interesting. So vote for Tanny. If you love Tanny, they're running it on Twitter. If you're on X now, or on, I shouldn't say on X. If you're on X, that's your business.
No, they can vote. They can vote too.
Is that a good DMX?
No.
That was terrible. But
if you're on X and you can muster up the focus to get on your phone.
On the platform that calls itself X. I think
Shane gonna give it to you. He gonna give it to
you. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
That's not bad. You're getting better. You're getting better.
Oh, poor DMX.
That's how you do it, R.I.P.
Rest in peace, right? Dead?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, unfortunately.
Too bad.
Yeah, Layla, we don't need it. Don't have it. Go off, queen. You got this.
All right.
You don't need Ryan
Poles
to supplement
your
sentence.
So you were saying?
So Ryan Poles did talk about the concept of, to him, it was draft first, then free agency, which is the cheapest way. I applaud this way, but that's not what's been happening in the last week. Pleasantly. But there's a lot of capital that is being spent, not draft capital necessarily, because the late round picks are not as big of an issue, but the financial capital, the cap space, when it comes to having Jackson and Tooney on your team. But we're good with it. You know, you're good with what you're getting because these are guards with pedigrees. One has a better resume than any Bear offensive lineman in decades.
Yeah.
And the other one also has a very good resume compared to many Bears offensive linemen
in the past decade. Compared to many Bears over the last 40 years, Joe Tooney's resume is pretty outstanding.
And Jonah Jackson also, no slouch. You know, last year notwithstanding, we talk about what last year can mean versus his future. But make no mistake, the Bears put themselves in this position because even though they want to be the Lions, they didn't do what the Lions did. The Lions built on the line first in the draft.
Well,
contracts are as crucial when it's guys like Aiden Hutchinson and Penei Sewell. You know, and you don't have that with Montez Sweat. And I'm not saying that what they're doing is a bad way. They are addressing the problem. They are addressing the need. But this is dangerous because it can get expensive later, and it's just a matter of how.
I like how they're doing this. And I think that it gives them an opportunity and some flexibility with the draft. I think that now you've taken care of some things. And yes, it did cost you capital, both draft capital and actual cash. But
being good is going to cost you capital.
Yeah,
that's the rub.
You got to start spending money if you're going to be a contender, especially in this division, especially in this conference. You've got to get up to speed. And I think the point that you made in the meeting and you kind of echoed it right there. You better get it right over the next 2 years because you're going to hopefully have to pay your quarterback. So what you do, and I think that the model that the the Eagles have provided for the Bears, where, sure, you could have big money on your offensive line, but make sure you're drafting too and developing too, so that when guys either retire, because you do wonder how long Joe Tooney's going to play at that level.
Correct.
Or if you end up in another bad situation like you did with Nate Davis, someone's got to be ready to go immediately, because you're trying to get all of this stuff done while Caleb Williams doesn't cost you a lot of money.
Well, and that's it, is for now, it's good. You're addressing the problem. You're addressing the need. You're doing it in an active way that is a little pricier, but I'm good with it. When you set yourself up for the future, how is this going to look? And I think what the Bears are obviously trying to do is put themselves in a position of draft flexibility where they do want to get the best player available. But I would like to remind you, your third round picks on both the defensive and offensive line need to hit
100%
because they haven't out of 3 years. And so do the guys who are still here. So that was my issue with this. Is it rings true when you see how teams have built. It's ideal. Does that mean it always works? No. It also means it's not the only way, as we've seen. Rams and Lions made a very, at the time, bold trade when they decided to send Jared Goff over. Everybody got what they wanted. That's not typical. But you have that kind of leeway when you're able to build and get the talent that they did on the Lions first.
The fact that they're addressing it, the fact that they've gone out and they said, let's go get people. Let's not wait for the open market too. To me, there is a common theme that if you want to find joy in it, if you want to find the optimism in what the Bears have done, the theme is the Bears looked at Ben Johnson and they said, that's the dude that we want. We'll talk to a whole bunch of other people, but let's go get that person. Similarly, to me at least, looking at the landscape and saying, instead of worrying about free agency, what if we were able to take advantage of some teams that do want to, in the case of Tooney, Kansas City is up against it. The Travis Kelce thing hurts them. Him coming back and them trying to find $17 million. And they have a quarterback that makes a lot of money. He's earned it. And they can convert a lot of this stuff into bonuses. And they can take some of the pressure off. But you can't take all the pressure off, especially when you're franchise tagging Trey Smith. So you got to kind of freeze that money right there and say, well, we're committed to $23 million at the guard spot if we can't get a long-term deal done with Trey Smith. I like the fact that the Bears in this instance said, we need to improve. How can we do it? How can we make it so that we can maybe take advantage of other teams and their success and try to get better? And then can you back that up in the draft? Can you go out there and say, okay, sure, we've got these three picks in the top 70. Let's go and bolster up our choices in the pre-free agent market with some of those choices, and they still have money to play with. That's the other thing that I think is so great about this, is that it's not like they spent all their money. They still can be a player for pretty much anyone they want in free agency. There's enough money for them, cap-wise, for them to do whatever they want to try and get better.
That's it. And that's the beauty of having the rookie contract for your quarterback that they have.
That's it right there.
The only question, as we discussed in our pre-show meeting, is what was this first year of Caleb Williams worth to you and your team?
That's the thing that hangs over them in the way that they went about last year that you hope won't be problematic, but I feel like maybe they're working through it, which is a good thing. We're going to continue the discussion on the Bears and about quarterbacks. Professional broadcaster right there. We are going to talk about quarterbacks and how much money they make and what impact that has on your team building. Layla's got a list. We're going to talk about it next here on The Score.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games.
or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.